An emergency launch responding to Keach's call searched the swirling cauldron for half an hour, but found only the auxiliary gas tank, all that was ever recovered of Honeycutt's runabout. Meanwhile, high up on Goat Island, hundreds had seen the boy in the orange life jacket pulled aboard the Maid of the Mist. "They've got your brother," Hayes told Deanne just before she was whisked off to the hospital. "I think he's okay." "Thank you, God," said the girl, and closed her eyes. Roger was taken to a Canadian hospital, where an hour later his mother and father came to tell him that Deanne, too, had been rescued. In a few days, both youngsters, incredibly uninjured, except for superficial bruises, were released. How did Roger Woodward survive? Rivermen reason that Roger's lightness held him atop the water's surge, that as he was thrust over the brink, he flew along and down the crest as though going over a slide, thus avoiding the deadly rocks and turbulence at the fall's base. Though he had dropped 49 meters at an estimated 120 kilometers an hour, his life preserver had forced him back to the surface before he lost consciousness. But the mighty falls did not go completely unappeased. On Wednesday, July 13th, the body of James Honeycutt turned up at the Maid of the Mist landing. It was 4 days, almost to the hour, from the moment he was swept to his death.